At 6:06, it is clear and 55 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We're looking for a high this afternoon of 84. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. We begin by taking out the trash. Be watching your mailbox. A letter is coming soon from the city. It is time to enroll in Tulsa's new trash service.
They will receive a letter to their home, and that letter will state what their current level of service is, what the new service options are under the new program, and the associated rate.
The city's Liz Hunt says you can pick your cart size and either once or twice a week service. You will have until June 8th to sign up. Well, work is now underway on the expansion of the Creek Turnpike. It started last night. The roadway is going from 4 to 6 lanes between Highway 75 and Memorial. The Turnpike Authority's Jack Demerill says the expansion was planned some 20 years ago when the Turnpike was first designed.
They purchased enough right-of-way where they would expand the Turnpike to the inside instead of the outside. That way, it would, you know, we wouldn't have to go in and condemn houses and things like that.
The work is expected to take most of the year. The biggest part of the project will be the link over the Arkansas River. A third bridge will be placed between the two existing bridges. An update for you this morning. An exhaustive investigation has wrapped up, and authorities have yet to find anything that would have caused that mass sickness experienced at the Tulsa jail last week.
Sheriff Sergeant Shannon Clark says no evidence of chemical or carbon monoxide poisoning has been discovered to explain what caused nearly 40 people, most of them students on a field trip, to be treated for nausea.
We know carbon monoxide was ruled out. We know that there was no other chemicals in the air or in the facility that could have caused the children to become ill. We've asked all the professionals, and no one has any answer as to what all those children getting ill was caused from.
Clark says some psychologists believe a combination of the heat, the stressful situation, and panic could have led to a kind of psychosomatic mass hysteria that affected many of the victims. In the absence of any physical cause, he says that's one possible explanation. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The founder of the Ken's and Mazzio pizza chain has died. Tulsan Ken Selby opened his first restaurant near the University of Tulsa campus back in 1961. He taught science during the day in the Tulsa school system and then made pizza at night. He founded the Mazzio Corporation in the late 70s and then franchised his operations with over 160 locations in 9 states. He died on Saturday. When Governor Fallon signs a new bill, it is going to get much tougher to get welfare assistance in Oklahoma if you have a substance abuse problem. Under the measure, from Oklahoma City Republican Guy Liebman, welfare recipients will now be drug tested.
I think the state can save some money and keep people from drawing temporary assistance that are on drugs. That's the whole idea of it, to stop funding a drug habit.
The law allows the Department of Human Services to screen applicants. Children and underaged parents would be exempt. Forensic crews have resumed their search for a missing 14-year-old Florida girl who may be buried at or near a South Tulsa strip mall. Police say archaeologists and crime scene investigators returned yesterday morning to the spot near 61st and South Mingo Road, where they believe Ashante Creighton to be buried. About 150 Oklahoma-based airmen are coming home. The airmen from the 552nd Air Control Wing at Tinker Air Force Base are scheduled to arrive in Oklahoma City later this morning following a 6-month deployment to Afghanistan. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice today, a high of 84. It'll be clear and mild tonight, 56 for a low. And then tomorrow through Saturday, dry with highs each day right around 85. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 55. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.